We are celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Traditionally, according to a Georgian Gregory calendar, December 25th, we celebrate the birthday of Jesus Christ. Here, we read from Gospel according to Luke chapter 2. Verses 8 through 14 are read from NASB, New American Standard Bible. In the same region, there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased." When we think of Christmas Day, what brings to your mind, first of all, the one word comes to our mind is peace. George Frederick Handel's famous oratorio by name Messiah, quoting Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. "He shall be called Prince of Peace." So, Christmas Day is, by one word, characterized peace. Why peace is so important? It is lacking in whole human race since Adam and his wife fell from their innocent state. Peace lost due to their original rebellion against God, their original sin. So instead of peace, the fear, terror filled their heart. So, human beings since then on, by their innate nature, try to restore peace by inventing so many false religions. Self-workout religions, work-based religions. But here, to the Jewish shepherds, in Jesus' day, they were rightly categorized the one of the lowest class people, due to their unreliable, deceitful practices. They are hired shepherds to watch over somebody else's flock. But time to time, they steal because they are hirelings from the owner of that flock. So they are unreliable. Yet, rich people who has a great number of flock had to hire those unreliable shepherds to tend on their behalf. So here, the shepherds, they were watching over the flock out in the fields by night. Their situation was not pleasant. Out in the fields, in the middle of night, in springtime or winter hour, pretty cold and miserable. Of course, they didn't have peace because in Jesus' days, Jewish religious leaders kept on telling Jewish folks, unless you do your best, practice justice and righteousness, and keep all the statutes and ordinances, the laws of Moses, you are not welcome to the kingdom of God. When Messiah comes, he will receive those practicing righteousness, observing all the points of Mosaic law. Only them the Messiah will welcome and receive into the kingdom of God. So, Jewish religion in Jesus' days became totally work-based religion. So how many of Jews in Jesus' days could have peace in their heart? Unless those self-claimed righteous Pharisees and Sadducees, how many Jewish folks do you think have internal peace in their hearts? Very few, because all they are influenced by those Jewish traditional understanding of Messianic kingdom. And they know they are not worthy. They cannot get into the kingdom of Messiah unless they keep all those Mosaic law and traditional customs handed down by their rabbis and elders. Here, to those shepherds who are the bottom of their social ladder, they are not peace possessors. But God has different mindset. God bypassed all other noble class people and chose these lowest class shepherds, and God decided to make them witnesses to newborn only begotten son Jesus, his incarnation. That is very foolish to the human eyes, but in God, that is mysteriously wonderful, noble, wise plan. bypassing all so-called qualified, overqualified people in Jesus' days. And only God chose lowest class shepherds, unreliable, deceitful shepherds, and make them first eyewitness to Jesus' birth. And an angel appeared to them, and the glory of God shone around them. What could be their first reaction to such majestic phenomena? Fear. Even 21st century saints of God should have reverence for God's glory if God's glory appeared to them all of a sudden. Then how much more the fearful things kept the minds of those shepherds. They were terribly, Bible says, frightened. But by the command of Lord God, the angel appeared to them suddenly in the glory of bright heavenly light, told them the first phrase was, "Fear not, do not be afraid, fear not." Fear, deepest fear, comes from unknowing, unknown terror, because by nature, we human beings know we do not have peace with ourselves. Only God can bring us peace, because God created conscience in each person's heart constantly pricking our heart. So, by nature, we lost peace. So, by nature, we lost the outcome of stricken conscience. We have fear. But here the angel said, "Do not fear, don't be afraid." That is Heavenly Father's heart for the unworthy, unreliable, unbelieving sinners. As Apostle Paul says, God demonstrates His own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. We were terrified. We have stricken conscience, wounded conscience. But God's heart goes out to those hurting conscience, stricken conscience of the shepherds. So by the command of God, the angel had to say to them comforting words, "Fear not. Do not be afraid." And he told them the reason why they should not be afraid. Because Verse 11, for today, in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, Messiah the Lord. That's it. Only God can reconcile all human race to himself. But here, to the shepherds, all people means covenant Jewish folks. God can do it. Human side, they cannot, including those shepherds. No Jews can reconcile himself to God. It has to come from God. So, angel, by command of God, comforted those terrified, frightened shepherds. Do not fear, because today, in the city of David, this dark night, describing your heart like that, dark, dark, pitch dark in your sinfulness, but in the city of David, there has been born for you, sinners, deceitful schemers, unreliable low-class people, you shepherds, for you, Savior Christ, Messiah the Lord, was born. Jesus, just before he was betrayed and crucified, Jesus clearly told the Jews, John chapter 12, verse 47, I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. See? Jesus, the Messiah, was born to save the world, not to judge the world. As a God, he could reconcile sinners to God the Father. So by command of God, the angel had to comfort by saying, do not be afraid, fear not, because for today, in the city of David, Christ the Lord was born for you. God decided to reconcile you to himself so that you could receive internal peace that you cannot generate within yourselves. That's what it meant. No wonder, verse 14, the heavenly host, suddenly a multitude of the heavenly host appeared with that angel and praising God and saying, now that's explanatory to what the angel told the frightened shepherds. That explanatory lyrics of song is this. Glory to God in the highest. The highest means heavenly paradise. On earth, peace. Absolutely, peace among men with whom he is pleased. The just God, most righteous, holy God, is pleased with sinners. Well, At the beginning of Jesus' public ministry, after he received baptism by John the Baptist, a voice came from heaven. "This is my son, my loved son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." God the Father is well pleased with his only begotten son. Several times, God testified to his only begotten son, not only at his baptism, Matthew 3:17, also during his ministry, chapter 12, verse 8, the end of his ministry, chapter 70, verse 5, all recorded in Matthew. God said, "I am well pleased with you, my son Jesus," because Jesus was born to save God's elected people. To Jesus, it is elected people among Jews in his days. But after his ascension, we know that it is glory of God to include all Gentiles, as Apostle Paul says. The middle wall of partition is taken away, thrown down, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14. So whole Gentiles are now open to God's reconciling gospel proclamation. For Christ proclaimed peace not only to those who are close, that the Jews, but to them that are far off. Yes, we Gentiles. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 17. Even to strangers. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12. Now we are equally recipients of Jesus' reconciling peace with Jewish citizens. Amazing. So, with whom? Not just the Jews, also with Gentiles. God is pleased. So, among people with whom God is pleased, including those Jewish shepherds, there is peace brought by Jesus from God. Hallelujah. Peace. Peace. Romans chapter 14, verse 17. Apostle Paul says, in the church, the visible form of Church, kingdom of God there. In the Holy Spirit, kingdom of God is characterized with three. Peace, joy, and righteousness. Peace. How the joy comes? Internal peace overflows and brings about the joy. But peace cannot be generated, has to come from above. That's what the angel told the shepherds and Jesus. By the mouth of angel, told helplessly, hopelessly, sinful shepherds, saying, "Peace among you, with you, God is well pleased." Really? Yes. Not only Christmas Day, but also Resurrection Day morning, Jesus met weeping Mary of Magdalene. Stop clinging to me, Mary, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers. God the Father is well pleased His only begotten Son, but also God the Father is well pleased with only begotten Son's brothers, including those frightened, terribly frightened shepherds, including you and me. What a merciful, gracious God we have in Jesus. Yes, Jesus calls us His brothers and sisters. So God is well pleased with not only Jesus and with us. Not because we have done something good for God. No, God did from start to finish. All works are of His infinite mercy and grace. It was pre-planned from eternity. Yes, from the foundation of the world, Jesus was slain, Lamb of God, for the sinners like you and me and those shepherds. That is glory to the highest, making Satan absolutely hopeless, miserable, but making you and I joyful because we received the gift of peace through Jesus' birth and death and resurrection. That is angelic lyric of the song to only few handful audiences. Simple, lowly, despised class of people, shepherds. Praise God for His infinite mercy upon us. Praise God in Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Even Resurrection Day evening, Jesus appeared to His friends and brothers saying, "Peace be to you. May this peace be increased in our daily life by the grace of God, so that people may see invisible Jesus in our peaceful, internally peaceful life, because all our sins are forgiven." Praise God for the birth of Jesus Christ, fulfilling Old Testament prophecies of God's covenant. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we give thanks to you for your only begotten Son, Lord Jesus, who came, emptying Himself, divine nature, and took upon Himself human nature, so that He could pay for the sins and reconcile us to angry God the Father. Thank you for the birth of Jesus. Thank you for making Jesus die for us. Father, once again, make us more and more obedient to your command as Jesus did, and make us more and more like Jesus in our daily walk with Him. Give us strength through the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus, our Prince of Peace, in His name we pray. Amen.